With gratitude for the company of poets, my widening circle of family, the sanctuary of shade, and for Michael, whose love has invited me to our houses of stone and light, and always to the road ahead. Letting myself in. Your cast iron skillet rests behind cabinet doors with plates and cups, measuring spoons, mixing bowls. Dishcloths sleep folded in top drawers. Kitchen chairs are gathered close around the table. The fireplace, hungry for logs and glowing ashes, crouches cold and vacant against a bookcased wall. Upstairs, windows watch an open sky from inside rooms where clothes hang lifeless and beds crave the weight of slumber. The carpet with its uncrushed strands is as clean as a Sunday morning suit. No slips of thread, no paper scraps, no brittle bits of leaf or grass. There is no one to scuff muddy feet outside the door, ring the bell, or answer. But you are here, as sure as when I visited last week when life still slipped along as it has for all these years. I'll gather things that you will want in your new place and hope you will not hear in what I bring the silence you have left behind.